2 weeks from tomorrow is November 6th, and Selection Day. A lot of candidates visiting us these last few weeks before the election, including Port Huron City Council candidate joining us right now, John Hardman. John, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
What made you decide that you wanted to run for city council?
You know, I've been on the sidelines for a long time. I yelled at my computer screen at different city council meetings, and you know, it's I looked at my schedule, and I have 4 years to dedicate my life to this position, and I think I have the necessary skill set that the city that's missing on the city's council, and so yeah, just decided to jump in.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself then.
I'm a product of Port Huron. My dad actually got a start here at WHLS. He was the voice of the Port Huron Flags back in the day. We went on to Detroit and Toledo, basically followed the career of Teddy Garvin. My mom worked at the college for a long period of time as the accountant. So if anybody had student loans that they needed to be deferred, my mom was the person that helped you out on that. She's still around. She's 85 years old and, you know, kicking it around in Port Huron. Myself, I'm a product of Port Huron. I went to school here, SC4. I actually credit SC4 for my career. I started doing concerts there at the Armory and also down in Pine Grove Park. That led me to opening my own place at the Masonic Temple for a year. And then I did the concerts over at Pine Grove Park with Bill Gilmer.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me the opportunity. And I took that portfolio and presented it to a venue owner in Chicago and got my foot in the door besides, you know, probably 200 phone calls over a period of 2 years that it took to get into that door. And I worked at a place called Metro in Chicago, a 1,000-capacity club. We did some great shows back then, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Radiohead. We did a $5 No Doubt show. Prince played the club until 5 o'clock in the morning. It was just a really great time to be there. That opportunity led me to get into marketing, and I've been doing that for 20 years. Clients have included Adidas, Red Bull, Google, Axe Body Spray. I worked with anybody from T.I., Weezer, to David Beckham, to Paris Hilton, to Kim Kardashian. Done work in about 48 states, 200 cities, small and large. And about 4 years back, I had moved to L.A., and I had moved out to L.A., and unfortunately, I got diagnosed with end-stage renal failure. It was at the same time my mom lost her partner of 18 years, and so that's about 4 years back, and I decided, like, this is a good time for family time. And I moved back here, then get involved in Port Huron. I co-produced the Chili Fest with Nancy Windsor and a great group of volunteers. Worked with Sandfest a couple of years in a row here, and also been really active with PSU My Hero. So that's my life, and the bridge version, lots of good stories in between.
I bet there's a lot of good stories. We can take this interview a whole different direction, but let's stick to the city of Port Huron and Port Huron City Council. What were your impressions of the city returning here after being away for many years?
I mean, there has always been this really weird black cloud of self-doubt over the years, and I have gone to cities that would have smaller footprints and less assets, and they have leveraged them far greater than Port Huron has. I think just recently that black cloud is starting to lift. I think it's from the early efforts of Jeff Payton, and I think James Freed has stirred the ship really well. And I think we also have some great business leaders in town. And I know from being back here that I see the assets differently than when I grew up. I mean, I still, there's a conversation going on and a freighter passes by. I Google. I never did that before.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a fresh perspective. I think, like I said, I think the cloud's lifting. And I definitely want to be a part of that voice that says Port Huron. There's nothing that Port Huron can't do. I mean, Nancy Windsor, I think, has led that effort in saying, like, let's carry that mantle. And I think I want to shore that support up.
So what's your vision for Port Huron City Council? I mean, what do you want to bring to the City Council?
I think, like, there's so many projects that don't have an end result. Like, I hear people make presentations to the city council as far as what they've done, and it always gets to the point where, like, oh, we presented a video, and you never hear what the end result is. And I think that's the most important piece. When I go to a client and I say I want to spend $1.5 million of your money, I have to show them in advance what what it is that we're going to produce for them. And if we don't make those end results, guess what? We get fired. We lose that client. And I think that type of mentality has to go throughout the whole city. If they're going to spend our money, we need to know what the end result is for the taxpayers' money.
What's the biggest issue facing Port Huron right now?
Right now, I did a 10-week, one person per week a tour, and I just knocked on doors and I asked what people thought of the city, and never went across the board is blight enforcement. And I don't think it has to do with anything with trailers or boats in the driveway. It has to do with people maintaining their homes. So there's a lot of people investing a lot of money into their homes, and they just want their neighbor to do the simple things: clean up their trash, maintain their trash, mow their lawns, you know, keep their lawns, their porches uncluttered. They don't want people selling cars in the neighborhood, used cars. It's just they're investing money into their neighborhoods, and I think they just want their neighbors to keep up.
So how do you get the neighbors to do that? I mean,
think we need enforcement. I think we need a faster response. I think we need tougher laws that have teeth to them, and they have to pay the consequences. I mean, there is responsibilities of living in a city, and they have to maintain those type of standards.
Talking with John Hartman, candidate for Port Huron City Council, when people go to the polls to vote, why should they elect you to City Council?
I think I come with a different perspective. Like I said, I have a skill set that's not necessarily on the current City Council, and I think you can look at my resume on johnhartman.com, and also you can see some ideas and issues that I've presented on votehartman.com, and you can see, I think I'm a pretty progressive guy, so I think that fresh perspective in the city council is needed.
John, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it very much.
All right, John Hartman with us on WPHO.